Just outside of Paris, a group of stonemasons and metalworkers are using the latest in technology to allow people to help rebuild a part of French history. A spire on the Saint-Denis Basilica, which has been around for some 800 years and is better known as the place where the kings of France have been buried across the centuries. Carolyn Lamboy brings us this report from the city of Saint-Denis.
Attention, ce train est en direction de Saint-Denis.
Basilique de Saint-Denis is the stop of our last on Line 13, a metro line linking gritty suburbs most Parisians try to avoid. When you step outside the metro, you'll find the same men selling contraband cigarettes day after day. Many people in Saint-Denis live under the poverty line. But just around the corner from the metro is a plaza that looks like it could be on a postcard sent from a picturesque town in France. Towering above the square is the Basilique de Saint-Denis Church. It has only one spire on the right side. On the left is an open space where the other one once stood. It was hit by lightning and a tornado in the 1800s. In its shadow, a stonemason is working to fix that.
Alors nous, on utilise principalement des outils de l'époque du XIIe siècle, donc ça reste.
This is Natalie Pascoe, a stonemason by trade. She says she mainly works with tools that were available in the 12th century: chisels and hammers. She's showing a group of students how stonemasons used to work. But techniques have changed, and Natalie will just be in charge of the finishing touches. While she and her colleagues drum up interest in the project, others are working behind the scenes, using technology to generate digital stones and money.
To rebuild the tower and the spire of Saint-Denis, we need plans. And we have the original plans of Viollet-le-Duc and François Debré.
That's Julien de Saint-Georges. He's the head of the association that's spearheading the rebuilding of the spire.
We used those plans to make digital plans of every single of the 15,2800 stones. Those digital stones are actually necessary for the stone cutters.
To help build the spire, people can buy a digital stone as an NFT, or non-fungible token, which is used to sell digital art or other objects.
The patron will know when his stone is extracted from the quarry and when it comes to the workshop of the stone cutter and when it will be masoned by the masons.
Those patrons will be helping preserve the memory of Saint Denis, a patron saint whose story is intertwined with that of the basilica.
According to the legend, Saint Denis was decapitated in Montmartre around the end of the 3rd century.
He had been sent to convert the Gauls, the legendary ancestors of the modern-day French people, to Christianity.
He took his head in his hands and walked to Saint-Denis, where he died.
Since that time, it has also become the final resting place of the kings of France, over 40 of them, going back to the 7th century. Despite that, getting funding was a struggle, especially after Notre Dame was ravaged by fire in 2019.
Everybody gave money for Notre Dame. At that moment, we had discussions with the districts saying that, okay, Notre Dame don't really need your subvention, but we need it. And that's exactly what happened.
Julien leads the way upstairs to the roof. From here, you can see Paris. Soon enough, people will be able to see the new spire from the French capital. For NPR News, I'm Carolyn Lamboulet in Saint-Denis.